Chavakuk Beis, Pasuk Tes, still talking about the terrible fate that awaits Babylonia when its time is up, and its time is up. It was concentrating on amassing a beam made out of mud, which is not going to have any staying power, and where everything is going to be lost to the very annoyances that Babel thought it had stomped on. Hoy botzea betza ra leveso. Woe to him who gains evil gains for his house. Lasum bamaron kino, to place his nest up high. So you built a house for yourself by robbing all of the other nations. You stole money, and you built an empire out of it. Woe to you. It's not going to last. You put your nest up high, a lofty tower, where you can protect yourself from everybody else. You took all the stones and the wood from the cities that you demolished, and then you tried to build up for your own. Lehinatzel mikaf ra. His goal was to be saved from the hands of an evil one. Of course, he is the evil one. Ya'atzta boshes leveisecha, says Pasuk Yud. You advised shame for your own house. You said cut off everybody else, but you ended up causing a loss for yourself. So everything that you had in mind is just going to cut off, strip and peel and scrape from everyone. And when they come and demolish your building, it's going to bring shame upon you and what descendants you have, because they're all going to be killed out. We see this in Malchus Yisrael, when we did say from Malachim, that none of the dynasties ever had any lasting power. Kitzos amim rabin, b'chotei nafshecha. Cut off many peoples and you have sinned against your life. So you're going to lose your own life. In the way that you treated others is going to be done the same way right back at you. Reb Mendel Hirsch says, you were clever, you thought yourself a cunning statesman. You believed you were working to make your house great by unscrupulous and heartless statecraft, sacrificing the happiness of whole nations to your own interests, but you have devised only shame for your own house. You are going to crush many nations, but it's against yourself that you sin most of all, because it's eventually going to crush you. Yud Aleph, ki even mikir tizak, a stone will cry out from the wall. Think about Nineveh. When we were learning Sefer Yonah, the idea that the king's bricks in his own palaces were stolen bricks. So the walls themselves are crying out against you. Nebuchadnezzar stole us. Each and every stone, each even individually was stolen. B'chafis me'etz ya'anena. And a chip will answer it from a beam. So a chip of wood will answer the stone opposite it, and they're both crying, we were stolen objects. So perhaps those in the more progressive mindset would say that this is what's happening in Canada right now, where the Canadians are invalidating property rights to give back big chunks of British Columbia to the Native American tribes that don't even survive anymore. So everything in America was plundered, so we have to give it back to the natives. What natives? Doesn't matter. Give it back. No justice, the stones are crying out. Everything was stolen. Trump's grand ballroom, it's all stolen. So much of the new world was stolen that it's impossible to be able to tell what belongs to whom anymore. And hoy, woe, says Pasuk Yud Beis, bone ir bedamim, who builds a city with blood. So, Mesudas David actually says, this is talking about the Zman HaMashiach, Edom destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash and built their great city out of murder and plunder, so woe to them. Radak says this is connected to Bavel still. Maybe it's America. V'chonin kirya be'avla. Establishes a city with injustice. If that doesn't sound like modern civilization, I'm not sure what does. Yudgimel halo hine me'es Hashem tzavakos. Behold, is it not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the retribution is not going to come? Hashem is the one who's going to balance the scales eventually. V'yigot u'amim b'day eish. And the peoples will toil until they are satiated with fire. So Bavel and Nebuchadnezzar and his descendants are all going to be consumed by fire and destroyed by Poras u'Modai. And all their buildings which were built from ill-gotten gains are going to be destroyed by the invaders. U'lumim b'day rik yiyafu. Nations will weary themselves only for vanity, only for emptiness. So everybody trying to defend themselves, not going to make it. And to those who say this, talking about Zman HaMashiach, this is the non-Jewish nations who have been so quick to condemn and to go after Israel at every chance they get. Sorry, they're not going after Jews. It's only anti-Zionism. It's not anti-Semitism. Well, they're going to be putting their faith in emptiness. Yeah, Hamas is going to save us. I don't know about that. Yadalat ki simolei ha'aretz ladas es kavod Hashem, because the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is why these Mefarshim say that this part refers to the Yomos HaMashiach. We haven't gotten there yet. Kamayim yichasu al yom. Like the water covers the seabed, the bottom of the sea, so too, everyone will recognize that the vengeance against Babel comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The vengeance for the Beis HaMikdash is destruction. The hand miraculously writing on the wall, Mini Mini Tukalu Farsin, Belshazzar, when the time comes. And finally, another woe. Well, it's the 1980s. Tesvav Hai Mashke Re Ehu. Woe to him who gives his friend to drink wine. But in the meantime, he's poisoning him with the wine and with whatever's in the wine. Mesapea Chamoscha Ve'af Shaker. Who adds your venom and also makes him drunk. Laman Habit Al Ma'o Rehem. To gaze upon their nakedness. Well, this is poetic, but Wiccan Buchanetzar would give kings wine to drink, get them drunk, and then apparently, the Gemara in Shabbos says, he would rape them. He would sodomize them. So they would get people drunk and then do terrible things with revealing the nakedness. But this can also be seen as a metaphor for the idea that Belshazzar gave the princes to drink with the clay, Beis HaMikdash. They were smitten with saras. As a result, Belshazzar was killed and their disgrace was revealed. So the nakedness that's being revealed is their naked ambition, their naked immorality. So ultimately, whether it's literal or figurative, what Habakkuk is describing is a corrupt empire that does everything for their own benefit and satiating their pleasures in unnatural and nasty ways. And ultimately, the Epstein files, as such as they may be, come out, and everybody sees the naked shame that people in power really should have over their own terrible behavior while they were at the top.